You were meant for this journey of change. So follow the Walden Wayfinder, a new way to pursue your bachelor's degree, guided every step of the way by Walden University. We help make your goals more attainable by reducing barriers through transfer credit and the Believe and Achieve scholarship that earns you tuition-free courses as you learn. You have an impact to make. Learn more at waldenu.edu/wayfinder. Walden University, set a course for change. Certified to operate by CHEV.
This is Aces on the Air.
They got the bucket. A Turnbull came from the weak side and recycled the shot. A game-saving play by Turnbull.
The official podcast for Evansville Athletics.
Ground ball to the right side. McGinnis Fields. He throws the first. They've done it! For the first time in program history, Evansville has won a regional. The Purple Aces are off to the Sweet 16.
Aces on the Air is brought to you by Taroni's Pizzeria and Brewery. Claim a $3 off voucher at any 2025-2026 UE Athletic event on campus.
The turn on to first. Two! A double play! And it's ball game! Evansville fans have won in 18 long years! For the first time since 2006, the Aces are Missouri Valley Conference Tournament champions!
Every episode of Aces on the Air is available on Spotify, Apple, and online at GoPurpleAces.com.
Elevates on a three. It's an air ball. Wow. And the Aces have gone the road to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, and stunned the number one Wildcats 67-64. They shock college basketball this Tuesday night.
Now, here's the voice of the Aces, Jevin Redmond.
From the Purple Aces Sports Network, this is Aces on the Air, brought to you by Taroni's and powered by Learfield. I'm Jevin Redman. Glad you're with us this week as we have two guests lined up. We're going to talk to a couple of former athletes now working full-time in the athletic department. First up, it is Hannah Watkins. She was a graduate back in May of 2023, part of the volleyball team for 4 years, and now back full-time as the athletics annual giving officer. In part two, we'll also hear from Donovan Schultz, who was a graduate in December of 2023, played baseball through 2024. Now he's back as the sports information director for a handful of sports. So we'll catch up with those two here on Aces on the Air. Hannah, good to see you. It's great to have you back on campus. And again, thanks for doing this week. And mentioned you graduated back in May of 2023, went up to Indy and worked for a couple years. Talk about that here shortly. But what's it feel like to be back here on campus in a different role from what you're used to?
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting thing to be back. I know you always talk about coming back to the place that built you, and I think that's truly kind of what drew me back to UE. My family's from Henderson, Kentucky, so Evansville, Henderson has always been home. It was nice to go away and be in Indy for a couple years, but I definitely think when this opportunity came up, I kind of jumped on it because it was just an exciting thing to be able to come back to the place that I truly called home and the people that felt like home. And so it's great to be back on campus within the athletics department in Carson Center in Meeks. It's just truly a great feeling.
It might seem like a long time ago, maybe a different lifetime, but your freshman's year here was 2019. And
yes.
You touched on it that you're from Henderson, Kentucky, Henderson County High School. So not too far away at all. But what drew you to this place that you wanted to be a student, a four-year athlete here, and then also come back to work? What about this place is special to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you asked sixth grade Hannah where she wanted to be in, you know, college, I would have said anywhere but Evansville or Henderson. And then, you know, as you grow up, you realize how special family is. You realize how special your community is. And I think I was given an incredible opportunity to play club volleyball under Manolo Concepcion and Fernando Morales. They were both my club coaches, and, you know, they saw something in me that they wanted to include in their program here at U of E. So that was something that I was extremely grateful for, you know, to be able to get a great small college education and play Division I sports. That was something that I just couldn't pass up. And then having that family piece in there as well was a huge thing for me. I think getting on campus, being from the tri-state, you really, you know, you don't go to campus that much. And when you're on it, you truly don't feel like you're in Evansville. Mm-hmm. So it was really a cool experience to just have that college experience, but still be within the comfort of a 10-minute drive from your family. So I think that's what drew me here. What kept me here was the people. So, you know, meeting so many great people, whether it's in the dining hall, having your professors in class, and then just the people that you meet throughout Meeks is just truly a great experience.
You mentioned that you played for Fernando Morales. Of course, Zach Weinberg is now the volleyball coach here, and I'm sure you still follow the team and you're close with the staff and players. But, you know, how much did you enjoy playing for Fernando? You know, I was looking back at that four-year span, you were a middle blocker on the team. And last two seasons in 21 and 22 that you're a part of, you guys had some nice seasons. Won 21 matches in 2021. 11-7 in the conference your last year, host the conference tournament, won a couple matches there as well. But how much fun was that for you to come in as a freshman and kind of be a part of a group that built the program up?
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. You know, coming in prior to me being a part of the volleyball team, they had some tough seasons and some tough schedules. And I think that was an expectation, was we were going to have tough schedules and tough opponents. And coming in as a freshman, you don't expect to play much at all. And I think Fernando gave me a great opportunity to be a big part of the team as a freshman. And so that kind of set the standard of, okay, this is UE volleyball. These are the standards that I have for myself. And I think that kind of propelled me throughout my career. So I was able to help get blocks and clinch some pretty tough sets. And, you know, it's, you always play for the name on the front of your chest instead of the one on the back. And so I think that's truly what I tried to embody as a UE volleyball player. I think Fernando expected a lot of us, which I think we also expected a lot from ourselves. So it was a kind of a good mix, a good relationship. And truly, you know, we wanted to win. So we were going to do whatever it took to have a winning culture. And I think we succeeded at that.
I could list off a lot of different players, but some names that come to mind you played with: Melanie Feliciano, Alondra Vasquez, Julia Cardona, some of the top names in program history. Just what was it like to play with them? And also, how much do you still stay in touch with your teammates from your 4 years here?
Yeah, you know, Melanie and I came in as freshmen together. She is, you know, if you've seen her play, she is goofy and awesome. And she's an amazing player. And I think that translates on and off the court. Just being able to be on the court with her, she had such high energy. And I think being somebody who also has high energy, sometimes I saw when she was down and I tried my best to bring her back up. But off the court, she is an amazing friend. I still talk with her semi-regularly. Alondra is playing professionally overseas, so I don't get to talk with her a whole lot. But again, just an amazing player, and it was truly a pleasure to play with her, and to learn from her was awesome. And we were actually captains together, so it was fun to kind of play off of that with each other. So that was fun. And then Julia, I would consider, is one of my best friends. So coming in, she was 2 years younger than me in terms of eligibility, college grade-wise, if you will. But coming in, you know, I knew she was an amazing player. She played over in Argentina and then came to the U.S. and played a little bit for Evansville United. So I was able to see her play a little bit in a club setting, and I was like, oh my gosh, this girl can hit the crap out of the ball. And not only that, she can serve the crap out of the ball. And so watching her play and then being able to be one of her teammates was just something that was awe-inspiring, because you see all these great players that play for, you know, Big Ten and, you know, University of Louisville, Texas, all these really great programs. And she was at U of E, and I got to play with her. And I think she definitely elevated our level of play to be able to compete with really high level teams, which was awesome. Off the court, like I said, she's one of my best friends. I talk with her every single day. She's actually still in Evansville as well, so I get to see her, not as much as I would like, but as much as I can. But yeah, she's truly an amazing human being inside and out, on the court and off. And I'm truly grateful to have been able to play with her, as well as Alondra and Melanie.
What's it been like for you now in this role? Again, you've been in this role for about a month, right? I think it was early October that you started, and trying to support, I guess, all sports, but also let's talk volleyball, because that's what you played. Zach Weinberg, a new coach, he's been great to interact with, a tremendous person, his staff as well. And again, they're kind of in a rebuild mode here in year one. But, you know, how rewarding has it been for you to try to support them now in your position, and also other sports as well?
Absolutely. It's very rewarding. You know, I see all the great things that Zach and his team are doing, and I really appreciate, from being a player standpoint, how much he cares about his team. That's very evident just watching them, whether it be catching the end of practice or watching them in their games. I think that you can see the translation of how much he cares on the court. And yes, they're in a rebuilding phase, but I think that there are so many great things to come from that, and I'm very excited to see kind of how that translates over the next couple of years in terms of my role being able to support them. You know, even in those rebuilding phases, you're building for the future, and you're growing for the future, and we still want to be able to support these student athletes and these coaches and teams through every phase of play, whether it be, you know, in the classroom, whether it be nutrition and on the road, housing, new uniforms, keeping all the technology up to date to still be able to compete with, again, these high-level programs and be considered a high-level program, right? So I think that in my role, just being able to do those things is super important, not only in volleyball, but in other sports. I mean, we have baseball, who's won an NBC title or a couple NBC titles. We have men's soccer, who's now this year competing for an NBC title as just clinching the number one seed. Mm-hmm. So I think we have all of these really amazing programs. Golf is another one that has been doing amazing things. Cross country has broken records. So I think just being able to highlight that kind of stuff and show all the great things that our student athletes are doing and then try and translate that into dollars to support them is really kind of what encompasses my role and ultimately is why I'm really passionate about it.
You talked about it briefly early on, but you spent a couple years up in Indianapolis before coming to Evansville, and you were with Pacers Sports and Entertainment. Your title there was the Assistant Premium Experience Manager.
Yes.
So I know that organization is very well respected. You dealt with the Pacers and the Fever, I'm sure some other things as well. But just take us through kind of what that experience was like and what all you were responsible for.
Absolutely. Working for Pacers Sports and Entertainment was an amazing opportunity for me. You know, I was given so much responsibility at just coming into the workforce that it was very eye-opening coming into corporate America, coming into the workspace and seeing a high-level professional basketball being played. My role specifically, I was in charge of two parts, account management of premium clients, whether it be Sweetholders, Lexus Loft, Verandas, all of those different premium spaces within Gainbridge Fieldhouse. And then the other half of that was operating all of those spaces whenever we had home games, concerts, anything of that nature. So I was really fortunate to be able to create relationships and network with business professionals within Indianapolis and in that tri-state area, and then as well as create relationships with our part-time staff. Yeah. So we had a staff of about 38 part-timers that we called premium ambassadors, and so they were able to work and wristband and greet and all that good stuff our guests that came into those spaces. So I was in charge of helping schedule them, making sure, you know, if heaven forbid there were disciplinary issues, yeah, all that stuff was taken care of. But I think, you know, just creating those relationships was something that was really awesome. I was fortunate enough to work an NBA All-Star, a WNBA All-Star, two Eastern Conference Finals, an NBA Finals, a couple WNBA playoff runs. So, I mean, that's something that I don't think a lot of people get to say. And I mean, I could talk for 2 hours about Game 7 of the NBA Finals, but we won't go there. But it was just, I mean, the people that you meet, the environment that you're in, all the different skills that you mm-hmm. learn, I think truly helped early on build me into the business professional that I am today.
I am a diehard Pacer fan, and you know, I follow the Fever as well, being from Indiana. And I went to an Eastern Conference Finals game last year against the Knicks. I went to a first-round playoff game 2 years ago, but yeah, let's not talk about Game 7 from June.
I think
I'm glad you're back here at Evansville. I don't want to lose you, but I almost feel like you're the good luck charm. You might have to go back up there because the Pacers are injury-prone now. They're off to a slow start. Maybe you're the good luck charm. You need to go back up there.
You know, it's funny. I actually got to go back up there a weekend or so ago when they were playing Golden State, and they were 0-5, and they won that game. So I was at that game, and everybody loved to say, well, they won, so you have to come back. And I was like, I don't know if that's a hard enough sell.
But how about this? How about you work here and get season tickets? Maybe that'll even it out.
That would be wonderful. Right. I think that's good.
All right, so we've touched on your title, Athletics Annual Giving Officer. You work with Kelly Gates very closely. It's great to have Kelly here on campus. She's done an awesome job. So just take us through kind of what your day-to-day looks like and what responsibility you have here at Evansville and some of your goals.
Absolutely. So, you know, Kelly and I work very closely hand-in-hand. Kelly obviously deals with a lot more of like the capital gifts, different mm-hmm. infrastructure projects. My roles and duties ultimately lie within annual appeals. So looking at our donors year to year and trying to figure out how we can get those people coming back and supporting ACES Sports every single year. So whether that's our mailings that we send out, our email campaigns, calling folks, thanking them for their donations, that sort of thing. Another big project of mine is Support Your Sport, which is actually this week. And that's ultimately the largest fundraiser that we do all year for athletics. So that's something that I'm learning more about. I kind of got tossed in and was figuring it out. Yeah. So we're figuring it out, but I think we're off to a really great start. We just have a couple more days of that campaign. So really showing, you know, how much our athletes care and they're getting involved and how much our community cares about them as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you look at when fans give money and they support whether it's their sport or just the athletic department overall. Bigger schools, they have quite a few donors, right? And their dollars, I don't want to say aren't as impactful, but when you're at a smaller school like Evansville, a smaller operating budget, even those small gifts can go a long way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that, you know, our Evansville community rallies around U of E athletics, and ultimately at most schools, athletics is what gets people in the door. Evansville has a great academic program as well, but I think athletics is a place that we strive, like I mentioned, with all of our great teams. So really trying to emphasize that and show our donors and our community really what they're supporting is really important.
How do you think being an athlete here at Evansville has kind of prepared you for the professional setting? I mean, I think you had the competitive aspect, and that's probably filtered into your job up in Indy and also your job here at Evansville.
Yeah, I think being a student athlete, you really, now I've seen both sides of it. So I saw the, you know, on game day, kind of what all went into it. I saw during practice, like the hard work that our athletes put in. But now I get to see all the behind the scenes stuff and all the work that gets to go into it to make our athletes successful from a production standpoint, whether it be our external production team, you guys on the air, our tech team setting everything up, whether it be, you know, my job in fundraising and making sure we get people out to the games, get the operating budget supported, and Logan, like, selling the tickets and all that good stuff. So I get to see and the other side of it, and I think having seen the student athlete perspective gave me somewhat of an appreciation for college athletics and U of E, but now seeing the other side, I have a whole new perspective of what all goes into supporting, especially a small university athletics program.
Yeah, and you've kind of answered this next question in a way, but when you go home at the end of the night, what's kind of the most rewarding part of this job, though? I mean, obviously, you're trying to enhance the student athlete experience. That might be your answer, but you go home, you're like, I feel good about what I did today. And again, it's only been a month, but what kind of makes you feel good about this job?
You know, I get excited about the opportunity to give back to the place that gave so much to me. I think that, yes, I want to enhance the student athlete experience, and I want to make UE athletics a better place for student athletes to be. But I think ultimately just knowing that I am giving my time and my effort and my resources to give back to an organization and a university that did so much for me as a student, as an athlete, I think that is probably the most rewarding thing. I love coming into this building every single day. I love being able to see Meeks Fieldhouse, especially when there's the volleyball court down. That's my favorite part. But no, just being able to interact with the people and have them have seen me as a student athlete and now as a peer in a business profession, it's very rewarding, and it's something that just I'm very grateful to have this opportunity.
Obviously, you're reaching out to people, trying to get them engaged with the campus. But for someone listening to this and they want to support a certain sport or the department in a whole, what's the best way to kind of contact you and get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can, there's two different ways. You can go to gopurpleaces.com. That is our online giving page. Or you can reach out to me directly. My email is hw118@evansville.edu. So that's a great way to get in contact with me if you have questions. I would say if you're interested in just learning more about the sport, just come out to a game. Tickets aren't super expensive, so just come out, see what it's about. I'm usually at most home games, so I can interact with folks and give them more information if they have questions. But I think ultimately just being able to see the environment that these student athletes have created for U of E is something magical and something that I am, you know, I say this a lot, but very thankful for. Yeah.
You mentioned the interaction part with fans and donors. How much fun has that been? Again, you're on the other side now, and when you're an athlete, you know, you see fans in the stands, and you might say hello before or after a match, but now you're really getting to know some of those fans that maybe watched you, they're supporting men's and women's basketball. Just how much fun is that to build those relationships on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so as a student athlete, you know, you'd see the same faces at all your games, and you'd get to know them, and you'd say hi, and you'd recognize that they had been at several of your games, and if they hosted a pregame meal or a preseason meal, you know, you got to go talk to them then. But I think being on the opposite side of it now, it's I actually get to interact with these people on a deeper level and learn more about why they support U of E and why they love the sport that they support, whether it be basketball or volleyball or soccer, whatever the sport may be. You know, you learn how deeply rooted Evansville is in these people, and I think that's something that's it can draw passion in anybody, especially men's basketball. You know, I had an interaction with a couple at the pregame hospitality, and they had talked about how they were both U of E grads from many, many years ago, and they've been coming to the games since they were at Robert Stadium. And I think, you know, you just, the impact that has on a university and a culture, I think that's something that's so deeply rooted in Evansville that it's awesome.
Yeah, that's something I really enjoy in my role, is out in the community wearing a UE shirt or sweatshirt, whatever the case is, and you strike a conversation, and there's always some story, it seems like, to this place. Someone's wife was a grad back in the 70s or 80s, and they still follow sports. There's always kind of that storytelling, which I really enjoy in building relationships. But all right, let's finish up with this with Hannah Watkins. As you go back to your time here as a player and student-athlete, I'm curious, what is one of your favorite memories here from the school, whether it be a certain match, it could be a funny moment on the road, a funny story. What is one thing that comes to mind right away when you think about your career here at Evansville?
So one of the biggest things is whenever our basketball team beat Kentucky. I know exactly where I was in that moment. I was in Beeler Study Hall, and we had the game on our phones. We weren't supposed to be on them, but, you know, we're not going to stop student athletes from watching other sports.
Yep.
And saw that they had won, and I kid you not, I think anybody that was in that building was running around Carson Center, just screaming hysterically in excitement. And then everybody ran over to the Peace Bell, and it was just a whole thing on
a
Tuesday. It was a whole thing on a Tuesday, and it was snowy, and it was great. But I think from being an athlete, there was a game, and I don't remember who we were playing, but I was a freshman, and I got this insane block, and it ended up being on our social media for several weeks. And I think just that was like, wow, I'm a freshman and I did this. And we ended up winning the game, and I was like, that's pretty cool. So I would say those are two of the top moments that I think of.
All right. Well, Hannah, thanks for your time this week on Aces on the Air. It's great to have you back on campus, and best of luck in your new role.
Thank you.
Coming up next on episode 45 of Aces on the Air, we're going to sit down with Donovan Schultz, Sports Information Director, here on Aces on the Air. Episode 45, Aces on the Air, continues as we transition into part two with another former athlete that's now working full-time in the athletics department. It is Donovan Schultz, a sports information director, has quite a few sports under his belt here at the University of Evansville. I'm in charge of women's and men's soccer, women's basketball, baseball, cross-country, and track and field, and a familiar face and name on campus. He was a graduate. You got your bachelor's back in December of 2023 in sports communication, played baseball through the 2024 season, won that deep post season run. But Donovan, it's great to have you back. Of course, we had a lot of interaction during your time here as a pitcher, and now back working full-time. So it's been about 4 or 5 months since you've come back from you're at Mercer as a grad assistant in their athletic department. So how's the first 4 months been for you here at Evansville?
It's good to be back. A lot of familiar faces, obviously, from my time here as a student athlete, and I've also gotten to know a lot of people that I kind of saw around a lot, but you know, it's good to really get to know people on this side of things. And, you know, obviously I had a great experience here as a student athlete, and to be able to kind of give back and be around and just continue to help, the next generation of Aces is something that I really value and something I've enjoyed. So really enjoying being back and just being an ace again.
I'm sure it's a different life for you now working as opposed to being a player and also a student athlete. And again, some of the familiar faces you're used to, but take fans through what a typical day looks like for you. I know it can be chaotic. I mentioned you have a lot of sports under your belt, and there's more responsibility here for sports information directors than some schools. You know, other schools might have 2 or 3 sports. Here you've got, was it 5 or 6 different teams? So what does a typical day look like for a sports information director?
Oh, boy. I guess it really, you know, you got to start with, is it a game day or is it not a game day? If it's not a game day, it's more of a typical 9-to-5 type day. It's a lot of, you know, prep for the next sport, whether it be getting, you know, game notes prepared, writing preview stories, updating rosters, working on social media projects, just really prep to get ready for what's ahead. And then, you know, you have a game day where you're getting in the morning and kind of getting all set, getting prepped as well. And then you're out there, you know, before the game starts, setting up the stats computer, getting lineups, and then, you know, statting the game, covering the game on social media, running stats back and forth. And then post game, you're, you know, doing your social media recaps, writing the recap for the website. So, you know, a lot of long days, a lot of late nights, but it's good to be around sports still. I really enjoy that. And just, you know, I always love being a part of a team. And with this job, it's awesome. You're not only, you know, a part of the teams that you're covering, but you're also a part of, you know, our athletics department team and specifically our external staff team. And I think that's the thing that I've really enjoyed the most, is just, you know, being a part of that team, because we really do have a great group of people. You know, it takes a lot of work from those people to get things done. So just being a part of that team and you know, laughing with everybody and just kind of, you know, getting that work done together is a lot of fun. So that's what I enjoy about it.
I mentioned you're in charge of covering women's and men's soccer, and your first year back with men's soccer, they earn a share of the regular season title, Missouri Valley Conference. They wrapped up their season yesterday at Belmont. They're the number one seed in the upcoming conference tournament. Look at the host of their matches. So it has to be a fun start to your time as a professional here at Evansville covering a championship team.
Absolutely. No, it's been a blast, you know, getting to know the guys, getting to know Robbie, the rest of the coaching staff. You know, it made me really happy for them to clinch that share, and to clinch it at home last weekend against Northern Illinois was a lot of fun. You know, just to see how excited they were, how excited we were, you know, because, you know, championships are something to be celebrated, obviously. And, you know, obviously when we won a championship when I was a student athlete here, you know, it's something that I, you know, it's one of the best moments of my life. Like, I cherish that. So to be able to see, you know, the soccer team experience that, and obviously they experienced it last year. So to go win another championship is something that, you know, I'm really happy for them, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. And it's just, you know, it's exciting. And to host tournament games here at Arrowhead McCutchen Stadium next week is something I'm looking forward to. I know home field advantage can really help help a team win a championship. So I'm excited to see what they can do in the tournament. I'm excited to see, you know, our fans come out and support. And, you know, they're a really fun group to watch. They play with passion. They have a lot of fun. And Robbie's one of the best. So I'm really excited for them and excited to see what they can do in the tournament.
Some athletes, when their playing career is over, they go work in other areas, in professional business, whatever the case is. I was just thinking, you're on the mound pitching in the postseason, May and June, for Evansville baseball in 2024. Season comes to an end, and then shortly after that, you go to Mercer as a grad assistant, basically sports information director there for a handful of sports, and one of which was Mercer baseball. So what was it like for you? You're pitching very competitively May and June, and then that following February, you're not on the field anymore, but you're still a part of the team. How weird was that for you?
It was definitely a transition. You know, I was lucky that the coaching staff with Mercer baseball was awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, they took me in right away, and we really developed a good relationship, and then, you know, the guys were awesome as well. So just getting to know them helped out a lot. It was definitely different watching it up in the press box versus watching it from the dugout or you know, pitching. So that took a while to get used to, and I'm probably still not used to it, to be honest. But, you know, it's fun to kind of watch the game from a different perspective. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's awesome to just be around sports and just to know that, you know, I might not be on the field performing, but, you know, I feel like I'm still making a difference in my role. So, you know, it was a lot of fun, and we had a great group, and we had a good team. And so it was fun to be around that. And I really can't say enough about our coaching staff down there at Mercer. They were awesome to me. So it was a great, you know, first season away from the field. And, you know, my boss there as well in sports information, Todd Anderson, was just the best. He was awesome guy to learn from, and he really took me in as well. And, you know, I asked him probably 1,000 questions a day, and he never got tired of it. So he's the man. The baseball coaches at Mercer were awesome. And the other sports I work with too, I did men's soccer there as well. I did golf, helped out with basketball, football. You know, I really, really enjoyed the people I worked with there. And it was a really good experience for me to kind of start as a professional and get a lot of really good experience that has helped me a lot in my transition back here.
Here in 3.5 months, baseball season will be here. You'll be in charge of covering Purple Aces baseball on a staff that you're, of course, familiar with. And you've been out there some during the fall watching workouts and their exhibition games that they've had. But what's it like being back in this role now, a part of that staff? And, gosh, you're going to cover, you know, some players that you played with. What's that like for you?
It's been a good time. You know, obviously the coaching staff is a group that, shoot, I played with half of them. You know, you got Horty and Jarrett Blunt and Nick Smith now back as the GA. So, you know, I got those guys that I played with. Wally is a coach that I've always been really close with, you know, with my time playing in the summer in Minnesota when he was my coach. And then 2 years here, you know, we're really tight. And then obviously Skip and I have a really, really good relationship. I mean, he was really instrumental in kind of helping me get back here. And he's just someone that has kind of always had my back and someone that I'm always going to appreciate and you know, want to work hard for. So it's great to be around them and have that really close relationship with the staff. And then in terms of the team, you know, it's really been fun to kind of see those guys that were freshmen when I was a senior kind of step up and really assume more of a leadership role. That's been really cool to see. Seen a lot of growth from guys like, you know, obviously Kenton Deverman, Kevin Reed, Kellen Roberts, Charlie Longmire, Caleb Wilkie, Brody Pert. You know, I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple names in there, but guys that, you know, played roles on our team, but, you know, we kind of took a little bit of a backseat in terms of leadership to, you know, some of our older guys that have really stepped up and grown. That's been really cool to see. And then just getting to know some of the new guys, I think, you know, the freshman class is awesome. There's a lot of talent, a lot of really good kids. And then we got some talented transfers as well. So, you know, from what I've seen in the fall, you know, it seems like we've got some talent on the roster, and I'm excited to see, you know, what they have in store this season.
In your career, you pitched in 57 games, made 50 starts, struck out 206 batters. I just remember you getting that 200 strikeout. It was in the Greenville Regional. But 240 innings pitched for you. When's the last time you've thrown a baseball?
Shoot. I think I went out to practice a couple weeks ago, and Nick Smith threw me a ball. I threw it back, and I just about tore my labrum throwing it back to him. So definitely not in playing shape anymore. But what actually funny story, when I was at Mercer, myself and Tanner Gordon, who was the pitching coach, we got really tight. And one day he's like, hey, come out to practice and throw a bullpen. So I went out there and I found my spikes in the glove, and I went out there and threw a bullpen. And, you know, for having not thrown at all, I was up to 85. So respectable number there for not having thrown. But definitely only had about 15 pitches in the tank before I had to give it up. So definitely not in playing shape anymore.
Well, I was going to say, if Wes Carroll said, hey, Donovan, need one inning out of you, or let's face three batters, how would that go right now?
I think I could throw strikes. I'm not saying I'm going to punch anybody out, but definitely not more than an inning.
Do you have a start from your career that really stands out? And I mentioned you made 50 starts for the Purple Aces, pitching 57 games, but is there one that really stands out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to be that UIC tournament game in 2024, my last start at home. You know, going into it, you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe the last start I was ever going to make. Mm-hmm. So to have that start at home in a really big game as a senior, and to pitch well and to see our team win, and you know, especially that the sixth inning, bases loaded, 2-1 game, get a strikeout there, you know, that moment was just kind of a culmination of my career in a sense. You know, I'm proud of the 50 number, and to get to that point and help my team achieve a goal that we worked really hard and came up short a few times to reaching that goal. That's something that I will always remember.
How much do you still stay in touch with some of those teammates from 2024?
Oh, yeah. I stay in touch with them quite frequently. Mm-hmm. You know, quite a few of them are still around here in town. So I see them, you know, fairly often. And, you know, we got a fantasy football league that I'm a part of that we're, you know, stay in touch that way. So, you know, when you spend as much time as you do with a group of people, I mean, they're always going to be, you know, special people in your life, and they're people that, you know, they're my best friends. So another reason that I came back here, is because there's just so many familiar faces, so many people that I played with or, you know, went to school with and was coached by, you know, that's a big reason I came back. So it's been awesome to be back around those guys more.
Again, your bachelor's degree here at Evansville was in sports communication. December of 2023, had a great GPA, 3.96. And, you know, we did some broadcasting together, a few games when you were a student. And at the start, that's kind of what your hope was, right? To be some sort of sports broadcaster, whether it be sideline or analyst, play-by-play. And then that's now changed a bit into the sports information field. So what kind of drew you to this area outside of wanting to stay around sports?
Yeah. I always wanted to do something in communications and stay involved in sports. And honestly, getting to know Tom Benson, who was our SID my last 2 years here, and he was with ESPN obviously before, so I had known him for a few years, but getting to know him and kind of getting to see what he did was something that interests me. He did a great job. Obviously, he's, you know, a legend and one of the best. So honestly, kind of talking to him and saying, hey, like, what do you do? How did you get started? Like, kind of learning from him was something that got me interested in it. And then obviously I went down to Mercer and had a year of experience there, learned a lot. And you know, Tom is still someone, you know, every once in a while, if something comes up and I have a question or whatever, I'll text him or shoot him a call. So, yeah, Tom Benson kind of is the one who taught me a little bit more about what this field is and how to get into it and everything. So yeah, he's the biggest reason I'd say that I got into it.
And again, you're not competing in the game, but what do you find to be the most rewarding part of this job? When you go home at the end of the day, you're like, hey, I feel good about that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm helping student athletes get a good experience. I'm trying to provide, help them get, the best student athlete experience that they can. I obviously really enjoyed my time here. This is the place that I love. I hold this place near and dear to my heart. So just to kind of be able to help continue to, make that experience good for the next generation, mm-hmm. Is something that I really value, and it makes me feel good and kind of keeps me going. And then as well as just being a part of a team. I've always been, a team player. I always have really enjoyed being a part of a team. And like I said, we have a great group on our external staff here that, makes coming to work and working those long hours fun. So I really enjoy that.
We covered, some of your responsibilities. And again, there's a lot of responsibility as sports information director. A lot of things come up. But, and you can be honest about this, it's okay. What is one thing throughout the day that fans might be surprised that you have to do? Maybe you're sitting there thinking, oh man, this, I don't want to say it isn't under my job responsibility because you sign up for a lot in college athletics, but what's one thing fans would be surprised by, you think?
That's a tough one. I guess you hear the term game notes. I don't know if people really understand what game notes are. Game notes are a really, obviously you're familiar, mm-hmm. very big packet of just as much information about a team as you can cram into, anywhere from 20 to 40 to 50 pages. That requires not only creating a template and a document to start, but updating it after every game. Those are important because that's how people covering the game learn about the team and they're able to present those things over the air. So that's something that takes quite a bit of time and I enjoy doing it, but it's just something that I don't know if people obviously watching the game are really familiar with that. So that's something that, especially too, when I got into it, like I didn't realize how much of a process that was. Mm-hmm. And obviously having people that have been mentors to me that have kind of showed me how to do that, and I've taken a lot of stuff from Tom and Michael Robertson, who used to be our SID. He's now working here with marketing that I work super closely with. He helps me out a lot with a lot of stuff. Todd at Mercer, Bob Pristash, who's my boss here, like I ask him 1,000 questions a day like I did with Todd. So having those people to help guide me through that process is really helpful. But yeah, it's just you wear a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. Working with social media, making graphics, videos, taking pictures, editing pictures, notes, or writing stories. Like there's always something, but it's good. I'm not bored. I don't come to work and I'm not bored. So,
and you'll never get completely caught up with your work. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
there'll always be something to do.
Exactly. So that part of it is good.
And I think it's surprising to fans as well. They see the staff at the games, but you have a work day from 9 to 5 as well, plus the games in the evening. You're covering teams on the road. For example, like your schedule this week, Tuesday you're up in West Lafayette helping social media-wise with the men's basketball game, and then men's soccer had their match at Belmont on Wednesday. You're in Nashville for that. We're recording this at 9 a.m. on Thursday, and the women's basketball team is about to play at Southeast Missouri State, so you'll cover that game and probably get ready for men's soccer next week. So, again, a lot going on. All right, a few more questions here to wrap up. This is kind of away from the University of Evansville, but if you could cover any sporting event in the world, whether it be a broadcaster or whatever, in some form of media, what one sporting event would you love to cover?
I think it's got to be the World Series, especially after the one we saw this year.
Yeah.
Man, that was one of the best ones of all time. But, that's the highest level of the sport that I'll always love most. Sorry to all the coaches and teams that I work with, but baseball will always be my favorite. So I think it's got to be the World Series.
I know you've gone to several different ballparks. Do you have a favorite ballpark that you've gone to?
I think it's got to be Fenway. I think Fenway is the perfect mix of history and also, it's still nice. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of those places you walk in, you can just kind of feel the tradition and the history. So that was probably my favorite. But I'll give an honorable mention to PNC Park in Pittsburgh. I know people say a lot of good things about it, but it really is awesome. Mm-hmm. So if you have a chance, you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I know your dad went with you on some of the trips to the ballparks. How many ballparks have you been to?
Been to 15.
Oh, wow, that's more than I thought. Okay.
Yeah, half the league, yep.
Yeah. If you could broadcast a game with one person professionally, who'd you pick?
I'll have to go to the late, great Bill Walton. I know Bill Walton's a bit of a divisive character to some sports fans. Some people think he's annoying, but I think he's awesome. Rest in peace. I think he was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he made games fun. Mm-hmm. So I think just being around him, he was one of the most positive people in the world. So, you know, just to be around him and call a game with him, I think would be awesome.
I thought your answer was going to be the late Bob Uecker. Rest in peace to him as well. Great baseball voice. Longtime voice of your team, the Milwaukee Brewers. Mm-hmm. What about, again, you do some interviews, you know, with coaches and athletes here as well in your role. What about if you had the opportunity to interview any athlete, past or present, who would it be?
Oh, man.
And it can't be Bill Walton.
Oh, man. maybe I should have, now that you asked that question, maybe I should have flipped it, gone with Uecker for the call and Walton for the interview. I think it would be great to speak to Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. I know, and I'm the same way. The Dodgers can be annoying. You know, obviously my Brewers lost them in four games in the NLCS. But he really is the best to ever do it. I think it would just be so interesting to see what all goes into that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's unprecedented what he's doing and what he has done. And just to see, you know, kind of what it takes on a daily basis to get yourself ready to go and do all the different things that he does on both sides of the ball, I think would just be really interesting. And just to see kind of what his mindset is going into a season, going into a game, going into an off season, I think would be really, really interesting. So I'd love to speak to Shohei Ohtani.
I mentioned earlier in your role you have a lot of other duties as assigned, and one of which is going to be a radio analyst for baseball coming up this spring, right? You're on for some games, right?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. joining the great Jevin Redman on the Aces airwaves. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. Again, crossover season, soccer and basketball, baseball right around the corner here in a few months. Just finish up. I mean, anything that you kind of want to touch on? I don't know if you're working on any projects or stuff for Aces fans, but anything you want to end on?
Man, I would just say it's been a lot of fun to kind of be back here and on a different role. I think, you know, what we've been doing, we've been making a lot of progress on some social media things and just really, really getting things, you know, up to speed in terms of, you know, what the kids these days want. Obviously, I'm the youngest on the external staff by quite a bit, so it's been fun to kind of offer, you know, a fresh perspective and be a new set of eyes and, you know, pitch in new ideas. And I do think we've done a lot of great work here in the 4 months or whatever that I've been here. But, you know, just, again, the staff that I work with, you know, we have so many people that work so hard and really, really care. I mean, obviously, you've got Logan Bells. Who doesn't know Logan Bells? He's around everywhere. Michael Robertson is just, you know, one of the hardest working people I've ever worked with. Reed Mahan is always here, always working, always ready to help out. You know, Ryan Schneider, good friend of mine, who I was fortunate to kind of help bring in as our graduate assistant, who focuses a lot on creative content. He's been awesome, total game changer for us. You know, he makes my life and Michael's life and Bob's life way, way easier. You know, Bob's been a terrific boss, great to work for. You know, he's in my corner always, has my back, and been a really good mentor for me. I've learned a lot. He's been here for a while now and seen a lot. So he's been great. And then Joel Zimba kind of overseeing external. You know, he's been really good to me as well. He's had my back since I've been here and just encouraging us to be creative and do what we think is best. And I think, you know, he's helped us a lot to kind of help us execute this vision that we've had. But I really do think we have a great group of people here. We have a lot of people who work really hard and care a lot. And at the end of the day, you know, especially at a mid-major, like, that's what you need to be successful. So, yeah, just a lot of great people that I've been fortunate enough to really get to know.
Well, Donovan, thanks for your time this week. Aces on the air. It's great to have you back, and can't wait for the spring to call some baseball games.
Yep, looking forward to it. Thanks, Jevin.
That wraps up episode 45 of Aces on the Air. Big thanks to Donovan Schultz and also Hannah Watkins, the Athletics Annual Giving Officer, for their time this week on Aces on the Air. I'm Jevin Redman. Thanks for listening. As always, go Aces.
You're ready to make an impact. We're ready to help. Introducing Walden Wayfinder, a new way to pursue your bachelor's degree. Guided by Walden University, we offer comprehensive career planning and personalized one-on-one guidance from advisors dedicated to helping you reach your goals. Wayfinder helps you find your way from start to finish because the world is ready for your impact. Learn more at waldenu.edu/wayfinder. Walden University, set a course for change.
Certified to operate by CHEV.